This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هل تسمعون ندائي في محنتي وبلائي؟ هل تسمعون أنيني ولوعتي وبكائي؟ بشرى لشعبي تعالى في رفعة الشهداء، ليس العزاء بهم بل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find the first obligatory action upon the believers after belief towards or in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find is the establishment of the prayer. أول ما فرض على هذه الأمة, the first thing that was made obligatory upon this Ummah, indeed the journey of all of the previous nations and all of the previous Anbiya, was the fair share of As-Salah, the prayer. Thus you find the hadith in Mu'jam al-Tabrani, أول ما يحاسب عليه الأبد يوم القيامة الصلاة, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The first thing the person will be asked about in their judgment will be their prayers. And after that, you find the rest of the action will come after that. So you find that for many of us individuals, or some of us, we find at times hindered ihtimam, a lack of focus and devotion and a commitment about this first obligatory action. Yes, there's many affairs and many issues that concern the Muslim, etc., was taking place around us today and yesterday and possibly tomorrow as well. But this is an action, a pillar, where you find asas of Islam, arkan of Islam. That if a person begins to abandon this pillar, it becomes something very dangerous. The person can even leave the fold of Islam. So today we want to refresh our memories, refresh our iman and our devotion, as Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, or that which has been attributed to him, that if you want to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then read any as-salah. And if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you, then read the Qur'an. So when a person reads the Qur'an, the person feels as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly speaking to the individual. بِمَعْنَا يَأْمُرُهُ وَيَنْهَاهُ, is ordering the person, tell the person stay away from this, do this action, carry out this action. And likewise, the person standing in the salah, as if the person is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can be derived from the famous hadith of Qudsi, قَصَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, I've divided the prayer, salah, between myself and my servant. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلَ, and my servant will have whatever he asks for. As-salah huna bima'na suratul fatiha, that's the meaning of as-salah huna. I've divided the prayer. Literal meaning can be there. The prayer is divided between your relationship, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person says, إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى حَمِدَنِي عَبْدِي, when a servant praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant has praised me. When he carries on, the person has extolled me and glorified me. And when the person asks again, قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ, this is between me and my servant, and my servant will have whatever he or she asks for. So this is the maqam inside the actual salah, that a person is making dua ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this concept of salah that we find, which was the first obligatory action upon this Muslim ummah, is the way of all of the anbiya. If you go through the Quran, you begin to extract numerous passages inside the Quran talking about the prophets, you find each and every single one of them, or those which have been mentioned, their relationship towards any other prayer. For example, we find Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, Allah made me and my genealogy, my lineage, to be people who establish me in the prayer. And if you look at the whole siyaq, the whole context of his ayat inside Surah Ibrahim, if I'm not mistaken, the 14th chapter of the Quran, is whereby he left his family in the empty, barren land. And obviously you find that on a social level, the first thing that a person would be worried about in leaving their family members or leaving someone in an empty valley, there's no nourishment, there's no food, there's no drink, will either be worried about their safety, worried about their social need of friendship, of love, of food and drink. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is the opposite. He begins by talking about the first thing that my family needs to have is the establishment of the prayer. And then he begins to talk about have people show kindness towards them, وَرْزُقْهُمْ لَهُمُ الثَّمَرَاتِ, give them any provision and food and drink. Comes at a far later stage in his supplication, his order of supplication, it comes towards the end. So he's really intent, he's worried about the spiritual nature of his family. That is the soul, the food for the soul. The fruit for the soul, the spirituality for the soul is as-salah. For many of us, some of us, our hearts have become deadened, have become hard. We don't seem to understand the level of spirituality. Some of us, our life has just become academia, has become red shit. This and that was said, and this means that, and dissect it like this, and that means that. Yes, there's an element of rhetoric, of theology, and this type of study. But that's not for everyone. Because you find the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it focuses, spends most of his time towards a life of what spirituality. That's why sometimes an average individual, الَّذِي يَحْتَمْ بِصَلَوَاتِهِ وَبِالسُّنَنْ وَالرَّوَاتِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ, a person who focuses upon the five daily prayers, prays the sunan, prays the nawafil, prays them on time, prays them in jama'ah, قَدْ يَكُونَ أَفْضَلْ وَالْأَوْلَى وَأَقْرَبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, than the person who spends most of the time reading and reading. Because this person, يُطَبِّقْ, this person is implementing those daily rituals or daily practices to make that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for some of us, our life just becomes a life of academia, that we know this is right and this is wrong. But do we find those spiritual elements of hastening to the masjid, of praying in jama'ati? Yes, we will find many statements, to pray in jama'ah means any jama'ah. You just have a jama'ah today outside across the road and street, that's a jama'ah. Man qan hada? And why have the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala been established then? Why has it been established? It's been established that the people come and congregate. Why do you find such a hadith? Some ulama may have made them weak, but in general the consensus about the acceptance that whoever you see frequenting the masjids, fashhad lahu al-iman, testify that that person has iman, the person who continuously visits the masjid. Likewise, like authentic hadith, bashiru al-mashayina bil-layl, give glad tidings to those people who come in the realms of darknesses. Give them glad tidings. Those who come for salat al-isha, come for salat al-fajr in the darkness. And as you find that the most difficult prayer upon the munafiqun is salat al-fajr or salat al-isha. The most difficult prayer. And as you find that person needs to go back and assess themselves, that where am I for my share of the prayer? As you find that which has been attributed to Umar, hadduka fil Islam, hadduka min as-salat. Your share of Islam is your share of the prayer. That's your share of Islam. That's how you understand your devotion and your commitment towards Islam. Is the more devotion and commitment you find towards the prayer, the more that you find is your fair share of understanding of Islam. Likewise, you find in Ismail, وَكَانَ يَعْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاءِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّي مَرْضِيًّا. You find that indeed, Ismail alayhi salam, كَانَ يَعْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ, used to command his family members to offer the prayer and to give him of the zakah, and he was an individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with. This individual, Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. When Musa alayhi salam met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ, indeed I am the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَعْبُدْنِي, meaning worship me, obey me, become subservient towards me. How do you do that? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, establish the prayer for my remembrance. So as-salah is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's speaking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam mentioned inside the Quran, Maryam, attributed to Maryam alayhi salam, Ya Maryam uqnuti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'a raki'in. Of Maryam alayhi salam, a woman now addressing her, that meaning you should be amongst those individuals who submit, who bow down, who prostrate. And likewise, وَارْفَعِ مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and bow down with those individuals who are bowing down. Ulama have used this verse and another verse from Surah Al-Baqarah as well, that they need to order and to offer the prayer inside congregation. To pray inside congregation is paramount. Now, some of the fuqaha have even gone to the view that a person, if he doesn't pray in congregation, then their prayer can be invalidated. It's incomplete. Not that to say this is the most accurate view, but it shows the severity of the affair of trying to pray in congregation, the congregation inside the masjid, inside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam, we find, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتْ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. Isa alayhi salam, the Quran narrates about him, make me blessed wherever I happen to be. And likewise, we find, وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the advice, the legacy to establish the salah and to give the zakah, مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. As long as I remain living, then salah becomes a part of the life of the individual. It becomes just like we need food and we need drink, it becomes food for the soul. That's why for men that you find there is no leaving of the prayer. For women you find on the menstrual cycle, the childbirth, etc., other times that you find it could be possible. And the woman doesn't need to make up the prayers. As for the man, there is no abandoning of the prayer. وَحَتَّ فِي الْجِهَادِ, that you find ayat is a surah al-Nisa, talk about jihad, what do you find there? A context that even then, the first row prays, then they move back, then that row moves forward. The concept is laid out. The way that you offer the prayer, even while it's fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So far as a Muslim individual is concerned, there is no abandoning of the prayer. No, unfortunately, many times petty excuses, I'm on the bus, I'm on the train, I'm waiting for this, I'm waiting for that, I'm doing this. This is your iman, ya ikhwa. This is da'ful iman, da'ful iman. Any slackness of iman, of devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm surrounded by non-Muslims or this, that and the other. These are challenges that we're living in these environments, and these are the challenges that we have to live up to, we have to face. If you live in a Muslim environment, we all know everything will stop. If your manager, your boss doesn't pray, you need to help with you, you just go and pray. No one will stop you. But these are the challenges inside this environment. And that's how we need to train our iman, our spirituality, that these become sharaf, and these become symbols for us. And likewise, if those elements of compromise are taken away from the following gene, the following generation, they're indoctrinated within themselves that this is part and parcel of their life, they need to stop and offer their prayer. Yes, we may have compromised, parents may have compromised, we need to train ourselves. And the future people, this is part of their life, that every single moment of time comes to stop and offer the due right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we find then addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran mentions, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your family members to offer the prayer. وَاسْتَبِرْ, remain perseverant and devoted and committed towards that. So it doesn't mean you pray one day, you miss a couple of prayers, pray one Ramadan, come to another Ramadan. And in as-salah, that's what you find, as-salah is sharp, is difficult in that manner because it needs a lot of devotion, a lot of commitment. That's why a person who's worried about their prayer doesn't have at times for doing anything haram, as they say. You know, one person, he wanted to meet his girlfriend or whatever, and he says, look, I'll meet you at Dhuhr time, come Dhuhr time. And he says, look, I'm going to go to the masjid, I'll see you at Asr time. Well, went towards Asr, I'm not going to go to the masjid again, so I'll meet you at Maghrib time. And again, we at the masjid, there's no time to meet her anyway. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Prayer takes you away from what? From fawahish, illicit behavior, sexual misconduct, promiscuity, lewdness, wickedness. Wal munkar, any form of evil. That's the real element of the prayer. A person understands a salah, it will take you away, push you away. And as a person, mustabir alayha, needs to be observant, needs to be focused to build upon their prayer. Notice, we find normal Jum'ah, there are many people who come rushing on normal Jum'ah. We're not Christians, okay? That's Christian belief, just to come on a Sunday and that's it. Oh, at least I'll pray Jum'ah. Who said that? We in the Quran say just pray Jum'ah and that's it. That's sufficient. Yes, Jum'ah is highly recommended inside the Quran to come and pray and etc. and come to the masjid. That's what we find in the bigger gathering. But after that, we return back. When the adhan is given for the following prayers, we return and we offer the rest of the prayers as well. Because many of us are falling into the trap, well, at least I do that. Well, at least I wear a skimpy scarf on my head. Well, at least I keep a thin line as a bear. It's nothing to do with Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing to do with Sharia. Just may well not wear anything on your head, may well just shave your beard and just do what you want to do. Don't try to relate back to the Sharia. So well, this is an understanding of the Sharia which is tolerant. The Sharia is crystal clear. The Sharia is unique. in the awamir wa nawahi, in the commands and the prohibition, tells us to do. So do fattaqullah mustata'tum, do as much as you can, and follow the sharia to the best of your ability. Likewise, the Quran mentions addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab wa aqim as-salata inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Recite from the book of that which has been sent down upon you and establish the prayer. So you find here recitation any of the Quran and establishing of the prayer, and the prayer takes a person away from evil conduct and behavior. And the greatest emphasis regarding the prayer was given by the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ after Tawheed Tariq. What we find is the second pillar, or the first pillar of action, is none other than As-Salaam. Bunya al-Islamu ala khamsin shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadu Rasulullah wa iqam al-Salaam wa ita'i al-Zakah wa al-Hajji wa sawmi Ramadan. Straight after Shahadatayn, we find what? Wa iqam al-Salaam, the establishment of the prayer. That's the first pillar, bima'na the first action. That your belief takes you to the first action to show that you really do believe, you have that conviction, is establishment of the prayer. Likewise, when the Quran mentioned, "Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila," or one who's wrapped up in the garment, stand up any part of the night, or the whole of the night, nisfahu, or winqus minhu qalila, or zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila, stand half the night or most of the night, recite the Quran during the night. All this is talking about encouragement of the night prayer. We find that the night prayer for the Prophet Muhammad was wajibah, was obligatory. For him to stand up and to pray at night was something obligatory upon him. As for the rest of us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us if you want to stand up and offer your prayers at night, etc. But for some of us, if we stick to the punctual 5 daily prayers, it would be great success. Like some of you just have these small outbursts of reading Qiyamul Layl, of reading Tahajjud, and falling asleep through Fajr. Okay, praying. That's Talbis, so you read the Deception of Devil books like Ibn al-Jawzi that you find inside. The devil is very smart, intelligent individual. Don't think that Shaitan is like Bush and somebody else, except that he's intelligent. So he knows how to operate. So the person who spent all night doing ibadah, come close to Fajr time, the person falls asleep. Fal-awla wal-afdal, the person, is for a person to sleep straight away after Salat al-Isha. Especially for a person who may have work, who have family commitments, to make sure that they revitalize themselves, that they are there for Salat al-Fajr, to catch the Jama'ah, to catch the congregation, to catch the reward. And so some of us become over-worried, over-burdensome about an-nawafil, which is true, we should be worried about it. But if we can build upon the foundation, it will be very more important for many of the average people around us. Likewise, you find you will say to Bilal, "Ya Bilal, aqim as-salat wa rihna biha. Wa rihna biha." O Bilal, establish the prayer. Give the iqamah, give the adhan, the hadith and sunnah of Abi Dawood, that we may find any tranquility and peace and rest. So that's how the Prophet Muhammad found the prayer. As for many of us, we find arihna minha, get us away from the prayer. If the imam starts reading something slightly longer, or like tarawih, we find many of the imam, because we work with many of them, many of them recite slowly, recite appropriately, but the committee members say to them, you need to make sure you go into fifth gear, you go into top gear, we have to finish off quickly. Tarawih is nafila, it's a sunnah which is mustahabba, it's highly recommended. If for argument's sake you don't pray tarawih, there's no sin upon you. We're not encouraging that. That's not something you try to twist it. You're trying to get people to stay away from it. Look, if you don't, for argument's sake, don't pray salatul tarawih, there's no sin or no blame upon you according to the sharia. You are not sinful at all. For argument's sake, if you missed it. Not that we're encouraging, but if you do come and pray, there's an immense reward for that individual. Does it now mean that any salah which is nafilah means that it's offered and condensed the way that you can tell the imam that you can shorten the fariqah? You might not shorten, doesn't mean to perform your rukuh and sujood quickly. It means that you move from a longer surah to a shorter surah to think about ahwalul nas, to think about the people that have work commitments, they have family commitments, it could be children that are weeping and crying. So you move from any possibly wallah alam surah al-Baqarah to surah al-Qawthar as we do, make it easy for the people. No haraj in that, no harm in that. The Prophet advised Mu'adh ibn Jabal, "Afatan anta, are you a person who's causing fitna? You come and you pray with me, then you go and lead the people, you start leading a long prayer." And I'm sure most of you are familiar with the hadith, one companion, he broke away. So another companion said, "This is a munafiq amongst us, a hypocrite who's left the prayer." So they pulled him up and said, "What's this? Why are you leaving the prayer, Jama'ah?" He says, "Listen, we've spent all day working, and we're tired." And this Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he prays with the Prophet Muhammad, He leaves, he prays behind the Prophet ﷺ, and he comes and he leads us in prayer, a long prayer. So look at the Prophet Muhammad, he said, "Afatan anta ya mu'ala," you're a person causing fitna. Look at the fiqh. Many of us, we don't have fiqh fi deen. You know, we read something black and white, khalaf, that's it, finished. That's the way it should be. It should be long prayer. That's it. Who cares about the people? To hell with the people. Afatan anta wal fitnatu ashaddu minan qatl. To cause fitna is far greater than killing a person. A person should never be fitna monger. If you want to pray on your own, pray as much as you want to pray. So you invite Mu'adh bin Jabal, read Surah Shams, read Surah Layl, read Surah Teen. Read the surahs which are short. Read them. But look at the opposite. When the Prophet Muhammad led the night prayer, when Abdullah bin Abbas came, if I'm not mistaken, came and stood next to him wanting to learn how the Prophet Muhammad, how his qiyam, how his sujood, how his ruku would be. Big mistake, isn't it, for Abdullah bin Abbas? Isn't it? When he stood there, what happened? He thought that reading Surah Al-Baqarah after 100 ayah, after 100 ayah, the Prophet would make ruku. Well, that istamarra. Maybe after 200 ayah, he would make ruku. That after 300 ayah, or after 286 ayah, actually Surah Al-Baqarah, that went straight into Surah Al-Nisa, read the 200 ayah Surah Al-Nisa, came back to Surah Al-Imran. What did Abdullah bin Abbas say? He said, "I felt like running away. I felt like leaving the prayer. In fact, this evil thought came into my mind." That was a nafila. That was the night prayer of the Prophet Muhammad. So the night prayer carries a different meaning. And guess what? The ruku and the sujood was identical. It was identical. As like, unfortunately for us, it's tuck, 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 tuck. Isn't it? People boast about, go to this masjid because in 35 minutes, you'll be clean out that masjid. Isn't it? That's what people are searching for. People don't want to search for a masjid where the imam recites appropriately, gives the right regulations and ruku and the sujood. So if you don't want to do it, have a long prayer, then there's no sin meaning upon you. Why disturb the imam? Why say to the imams to hasten the prayer, to rush the prayer? So this shows you, once again, da'ful imam, a lack of conviction, a lack of devotion, commitment, a lack of understanding the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If these are moments, it's supposed to be an extended prayer, extended devotion to build the imam of the spirituality of the individual. Hubbi ba ilayya min ad-dunya at-tib wa an-nisa wa ju'ilat qurratu 'ayni fi as-salah. The most beloved thing of this dunya towards me, yani the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is an-nisa, is women, wa at-tib, sweet smelling fragrance, and the coolness and the tenderness of my eyes has been placed in the prayer. That is with the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you find, whenever he returned back from a journey, he would go straightway into the masjid, or to Masjid al-Nabawi, and he would offer 2 raka'at of prayer. That's how he entered back once again. So throughout his life, if he became anything that troubled him, anything that worried him, he would enter straight into as-salah. So you need to find the answer after that supplication, after that du'a, to find an answer to what could be troubling or disturbing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, you find in iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, that you alone we worship and you alone we seek an assistance from. Thus you find, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. الْإِسْتِعَانَ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. You gain aid and assistance by patience and the prayer. And indeed, it's going to be something difficult except for the khashi'een. Thus you find that munafiqun, for them, as-salah is istaqeel. But you know, as a side point, the munafiqun at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, they were very concise. They made sure they did not miss Salatul Jama'ah, because so they won't get spotted. Okay, the munafiqun at that time, they dressed like the companions, they spoke like the companions, they done the etiquette. Because anybody who missed Jama'ah, congregation behind the Prophet Muhammad was classified as a clear munafiq. Or they had a genuine excuse that they were in, or they were traveling. Other than that, if you missed Jama'ah, that was the symbol, that was a red flag that this person is a munafiq. Finish. So the munafiqun, they made it a point in case to make sure that let's get behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at us Muslims today. Think about that deeply. Think about that deeply. Us Muslims don't seem to care about the masjid, about the congregation, about our prayers. And those are munafiqun who are over worried about making sure they were there inside the congregation. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Look how the Quran describes the munafiqun, possibly some of us Muslims today. When they stand in a state of prayer, قَامُوا كُسَالَى, they stand in a state of laziness. You know, sometimes you get to see Taraweeh, you get to see the people inside, wherever may be inside the haram. Allah, you forgive those people. What do you see sometimes inside salah, isn't it? Standing there, isn't it? Drifting here, drifting there, fiddling with the hutra, fiddling with your watch, fiddling with this, checking your mobile, and then you think, is he praying? Halu of his salah. And you can see yourself, sometimes you're just walking into the masjid, and you find, as you walk in, the person next to you is talking, and then next minute the person just stays alone and starts praying. Or people we know that inside their salah, take out the phone and say, Akhi Allah fi salah, Sunday, I'm inside prayer, call me later in 5 minutes. So you find this is the etiquette, the behavior. As long as the person is devoted and committed and facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facing that individual. Is paying attention to that individual. You turn away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns away from you. So you find the person is, the person will move slightly forward, the people coming from behind, coming from behind. قَامُوا كُسَالَى. People are standing in a state of laziness. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. So that they may be visualized. So some people, they only come to prayer so they don't be classified as being a munafiq, only to be visualized by the people that we are coming to the prayer. But the read element is mentioned. But when they are standing inside the prayer, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. قَلِيلًا. Minute it is. So their prayer isn't devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you find that any shaitan likes to come inside the prayer and remind. That's what some people say, if you're trying to remember something or trying to find something, some even hadith, you're trying to remember something, comes where? Inside as-salah. Hadith is in so-and-so bab, or check this book, is there. The shaitan comes, whispers to the person, you're looking for this, and you go look underneath the sofa, go look here, go look there, you'll find it there. So the shaitan is trying to take the person away, and you need the mind of the individual from as-salah. ولا يأتون الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون. Another ayah inside Surah At-Tawbah that we find talking about the munafiqun. They don't come to the prayer except for وهم إلا وهم كسالى, except for in a state any of laziness. Also we find the same passage ayah any dragging their feet. Dragging their feet when they come any towards any as-salah, the state any of laziness. They find it something which is taqeel. Something which is burdensome. If a person feels that inside their heart, they need to reassess their iman. Oh no, it's salah again. Oh, the mu'adhin again. Ah, that's salah, the kufr. Yeah, this is kufr. You know, you hear the adhan's going, oh no, the iman, give the adhan, leave us alone. You know, we're trying to watch football, we're trying to do something, you give him the adhan once again. This is kufr. And one of the imams in Qatar, he was put under house arrest. For the simple reason that he reminded the people while the World Cup was going on some years ago that look, it's time for salah, then go out and pray and eat bil jama'ah. He didn't say it's haram to watch football or something. He just said, look, we'll leave it and come to the masjid. So they placed him under house arrest. What's this shit trying to do? And he's trying to be too harsh, telling us to come to the masjid. You know, we'll come when we want to come. So this concept that we will, and some people begin to have this concept that whoever Allah are the one who accepts the prayers separately will accept them together as well. So if you come home at the end of the day, at the end of your work, as long as you pray your prayers, that's acceptable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have the batil, this is false. And don't be surprised, I've worked with different individuals that they had this concept that because we're at work, we're at college, we're at university, or we're with non-Muslims, so when I come home, okay, then I pray Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib in 5 minutes before Isha time. I'll do that every day. That's as long as I've done my prayer. Qada'us Salah, what's known as Qaza, that we say, Qada'us Salah is only allowed in certain set situations. Inna Salata kana ala al-mu'minina kitab al-mawquta. Prayer has been prescribed for believers at set times. Mawaqifus Salah. Certain set moments of prayer. Once you go outside the time of prayer, then that prayer cannot be repeated. That's the general qawl. If you go outside the time, without any excuse, you cannot bring back that time, you cannot bring back that prayer again, it's finished. It's over. So a person needs to be vigilant. That's why you find the hadith of Jibreel, whereby he came and he explained the moments of prayer, the beginning time at the end time. As long as you pray in between those two times, wal afdal wal awla is salatu ala waqtiha, to pray at the beginning time. But for argument's sake, and for simplicity of the Sharia, if you left that beginning time and you left it all the way to the end time, فَصَلَاتُكَ مَقْبُولًا, your prayer is acceptable. As long as you stay in between the two frameworks of the two limits that have been given, the beginning time and the end time. As soon as you spill over, then your salah becomes مَرْدُولًا. Your salah becomes and you reject it. So people say that as long as you offer your prayers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who accepts them separately, accepts them together, he will accept them. This is false. Prayers are to be accepted at their due time. Just that we know that when the prayer time enters, you can offer your prayer. You can't pray Asr now, unless you're possibly traveling, you make a jumbo taqsir, you combine it, or there's another genuine excuse. So yani from the pillars of the prayer is dukhul al-waqt, is that the prayer, or shurut al-salah, is the prayer time has actually entered. So likewise, you find if the prayer time now leaves, same principle applies now. How can you say that now I'm praying the salah now? Unless, as we mentioned, it's a genuine yani excuse, the person lost their senses, has lost their mind, has fallen asleep, has become really truly trapped, not able to offer their prayer, etc. These are any rare occasions that you find inside the Sharia. Other than that, the person needs to offer their prayer at the devoted times that we find. And that's why if the person finds that burdensome difficulty inside their heart, they need to check their iman. The prayer is becoming something which is thaqeel, something which is becoming harsh and difficult upon the individual. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. حافظوا. Quran mentions حافظوا بمعنى you need to preserve. Guard your prayers. And it's all the prayers and especially the middle prayer. And the most accurate statement about the middle prayer is Salatul Asr. And the ulama call the hadith in Sahih Muslim, person misses Salatul Asr is as if they lost all their family members and their wealth. Because many people are busy at that time about their business, about their life, about their family. So the Quran is telling us to preserve and to guard our prayers. That's the way of a Muslim, to be vigilant, to be punctual about the timings of their salawat al-khamsa that we find. Likewise, find if a person can't pray standing up, what does Sharia say? When you pray, whilst you're walking, whilst you're riding, if you've got no choice, even though it's preferential for the person to stop and to get down and to offer their prayers. But for example, a person is on a plane, for example, and obviously you can't stop the plane, can you? If you plan to do something else, what should I say that? you stop and you offer your prayers wherever you are. Like you're riding a beast, the sunnah is to get down and offer your prayers. But if it's nawafil, you can just carry on offering your prayers on that beast. Likewise, find even via signs or actions. If you're falling sick and you cannot move your body, etc., you can only move your head, pray with your eyes. So the Sharia says that every way, or in any way, you need to complete your prayers. It doesn't say that yes, you just skip it and leave it. It says whatever way, even if you cannot find water, you cannot even perform tayammum, just fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and offer your prayer at that time. And then once you find water, etc., then come back and perform wudu, etc., and then complete your need, begin the rest of your prayers, etc. Likewise, we touched upon the state of warfare as we mentioned, your need as well. Likewise, you find any adilla min al Quran about ahmiyatul salah. Evidence from the Quran talking about the prayer and about a person who abandons the prayer, there's going to be severe harshness for that individual. And as we mentioned, that large portion of ulama have gone to the view a person who continuously abandons their prayer is classified as a disbeliever. Okay, a person who continuously abandons the prayer, and he doesn't pray on a regular basis, at all, that person is classified as a disbeliever. We're not saying somebody is a disbeliever. Now don't go home and say, Dad, you're a disbeliever. No, okay? Just leave it at that. We're just trying to highlight the severity that at least we can begin to build up on that iman and begin to understand. So from the Quran, for example, we find the individual, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. The people going to Jahannam, سَقَرْ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ جَهَنَّمْ. They said, why are you inside Jahannam? The answer is given, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. You're amongst of individuals who never used to offer their prayer. So here the ulama uses as a dalil, as an evidence, that the people of Jahannam are those people who abandon their prayer. That's why Imam Shanqin, in his work, in Sahibu Adwa al-Bayan, he goes through many evidences to prove from the Quran that people who don't offer their prayer are classified as disbelievers or on their way they need to walk Jahannam. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. Woe upon those people who offer their prayers. Those individuals who are delaying their prayers, or another view, they miss their prayers. He goes to view that wail is lil mushrikeen. Fawailul lil mushrikeen. He said that whenever wail is mentioned inside the Quran, in general, it's talking about the kuffar, it's talking about the mushrikun. So Imam Shanqit inside his tafsir, he goes to the view, those people who are abandoning their prayers are the mushrikun, they're the disbelievers. Another meaning of you find it in the Quran as mentioned, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. There came a people after them, stayed away from their prayers. أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ, they abandoned their prayers, wasted their prayers. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, they began to follow their lusts and desires. Ya ikhwa, look at this, the link of the Quran. When you follow your lusts and your desires,
you begin to do what? You begin to abandon the salah. Isn't it? You begin to abandon the salah. You begin to move away from the salah. So you find them follow the desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. They'll be thrown inside a غَيْ. وَالْغَيْ فُسِّرَ بِوَادٍ فِي جَهَنَّمَ. غَيْ is a valley inside Jahannam. So those people who really abandon their prayer will be thrown inside Jahannam. Likewise, you find other ayat inside the Quran that make istidlal, yani, from there, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَدَّ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ يَنِي وَتَوَلَّى. Person فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَدَّ. The person testified to belief, they didn't offer the prayer, but the person rejected and turned away. Likewise, فَنْ يَا يُلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ بِمَعْنَى الصَّلَاةِ. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever lets their wealth and their children take them away from dhikr Allah, from as-salah, they are khasirun. He explains al-khasirun ahum, al-kuffar. The kuffar are the khasirun. So the prayer, the person doesn't pray, can be an individual, he can be classified as a disbeliever. Likewise, many ahadith that we find, إِنَّ بَيْنَ رَجُلِي وَبَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفَرْ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ. The distinction between a person's iman and their kufr and staying away from shirk isn't necessarily the sha'ir, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of growing one's beard and lips of thawm. All these things are good symbols. Person, some of them are wajibat, some of them are recommended, some of them are highly preferential for the individual. But the real symbol is what? Is as-salah. That's the distinction between us and them. أَحْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ as-salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. The covenant distinction between us and those individuals is the prayer. You abandon the prayer, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. That person has committed disbelief. And some of the ulama minute man go, literally, that a person becomes what? You miss one salah, literally they take it, you become a disbeliever, even though that's not the most authentic and the most strongest view. But once again, to show the severity of the affair, that sometimes we really need to wake up about the أَهْمِيَةُ salah inside our lives. That some of us still hasn't hit home for us because we live in an environment that's very conducive and very relaxed at times, that we're not given the stern warning. And in many of the Muslim countries, they're giving stern warnings, harsh warnings. Shaykh Utaymeen rahmatullahi writes inside his works that the person who doesn't offer their prayer, that person shouldn't be buried with the Muslims, etc. Harsh words are mentioned. Why? To send out the message. And some of us really to send out the message to our youth and to our people, and some of us worry about so many lofty things. But this punctuality, this focus, this spirituality is paramount. That everything that we're studying in our life and developing in our life, if it doesn't affect the heart and bring about action and bring about tranquility and devotion, then wallahu a'lam, there's no benefit. There's no benefit in what we're trying to learn and gain inside our life. Because some of us, it just becomes that we want to be someone, we want to be something. Yeah, wallahi, as I began, you can just be a simple Muslim, تَحْتَمْ بِالصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسَةِ. You focus on your prayer and your sunnah and your nawafil and your night prayer and your adhkar. You could be far better than the person, any person, sahibul ilm, person who's got ilm, doesn't ma yutabdukul ilm, doesn't implement their knowledge, ma yutabdik fi kalamihi wala ahkamihi, in his speech, in his rulings, in his regulations, nothing. How does ilm benefit the individual? That's what some of us are becoming. We just become the new books, storing it, become computer database, that's all that we become. But the actual implementation, the daily basis, it's not there for many of us. May Allah forbid. So we need to go back and revitalize the element, the whole theme that we talk about is spirituality. You should bring back that spirituality, and one key element of the belief is yani via as-salah. Man hafadha alayha, whoever guards and preserves the prayer, will be nur that individual on the day of judgment. Whoever doesn't preserve and guard it, there'll be no nur, no burhan, no evidence, no najah, no success for that individual. So we want that success inside this dunya. That success will come via the prayer, by focusing upon the prayer, being vigilant about it throughout our lives, and encouraging ourselves, our family members, and the people that need around us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability during this blessed month of Ramadan to become more punctual, offering our prayers inside the masjid, in congregation, and offering the sunnah, the nawafil, the night prayer, and the extra prayers whenever we get time, salat al-duha, and other prayers whenever we can, so that we can come with taqarrub with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and raise our rank in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, even inside the grave, find certain hadith that the salah will come as a vision figure for the individual. And it's okay, something sweet and fragrance and light will come for the individual. It will be the prayer. But if it comes in a disheveled state, in an evil depiction, it will come towards the individual. That would be your salah thrown straight back inside our faces. So we guard and we preserve it appropriately. We become nur in this dunya, become nur inside the grave, nur inshallah inside the akhirah for the individual. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the salah become nur for our lives and inside our hearts as well. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِجَمِيعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بارك الله فيكم.